This is episode 2358 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day four of our series. This week, you're meditating with the great ones. You're meditating with masters of meditation. In each episode, you're discovering a different meditator who revealed some universal truth. Meditation is timeless, so the truths from stretching back all the way to 5,000 years ago, when there's a recorded history of meditation first becoming a ritual, passed down all the way to today. It's as true as it was way back then as it is today. Today, meditation is gaining in popularity as people the world over are realizing how much they need it in our modern day time. This ancient wisdom for your modern day life. You have a challenge this week, and I want to ask you how it's coming along. Your challenge is to read the wise words of wisdom from these famous meditators. Pick your favorite meditator and read books they wrote, or write down a quote or two they said that touches your heart. Write it down on a card or text it to yourself. Maybe you could take a screenshot of some of these famous quotes in a beautiful picture that you could find online and text it to yourself. Open it up throughout the week. Every day, open it up and read these beautiful quotes. Even memorize them. There's a lot you can do to align with the great ones. So today, you are going to discover a meditator who was one of the first yogis from India to share meditation with the West. In the early 1900s, Paramahansa Yogananda came from India to America to share meditation with Westerners. He thought that Westerners have so much energy, they will surely make amazing dynamic meditators. And meditation takes energy. It is by no means passive. Paramahansa Yogananda shared what is referred to as Kriya Yoga. This is a special type of meditation, actually. Paramahansa Yogananda created several locations, mostly in California, where he set up centers where people lived together spiritually. And some of these centers still exist today. You can visit them. I have visited them myself. He saw yoga and meditation as a way to become what he refers to as being self-realized or self-realization, where you become the best version of who you are. And this is the way I like to share meditation, as a tool to calm your mind and body so you can aspire to reach that best part of who you are. One of Paramahansa Yogananda's gifts to meditation was to include devotion. Devotion was a very important part of his meditation. Just as your challenge this week is to attune with great masters, read their works, feel close to them. Well, this is how Paramahansa Yogananda regarded his meditation ritual, as attuning with the divine within you, a universal notion of connecting to the divine in the world, connecting to the divine within your self. So as you're guided doing today's meditation, I'm going to share with you also a technique that was really important to him, that he didn't create, but that he did and highly recommended, and it's called the Hung Sa technique. It's H-O-N-G, just like Hong, as in Hong Kong, and Sa, just like the word saw, S-A-W. It's actually spelled S-A-U in this case, but it's pronounced like the word saw, S-A-W, Hung Sa. So as you're guided in this meditation, I invite you with each inhale to mentally affirm Hung, and with each exhale, mentally affirm Sa. This is an ancient Sanskrit word meaning I am spirit, and it's in relation to the vibratory connection with the incoming and outgoing breath. It sounds like Hung as you inhale and Sa as you exhale. So the ancient Sanskrit words recognize this sound as we breathe, Hung Sa. And I'll guide you through this. We all make the same sound as we breathe to a greater or lesser extent. And this sound is a sacred sound. It's the sound of your highest consciousness. Your breath is integral to your emotional state, how you are. So as you're guided through this meditation technique, sit up straight and close your eyes. Gently elevate your eyes at the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Feel within your heart devotion to God, to the highest part of yourself, to the universe, whatever feels right for you. Feel a sense of gratitude and love for the world, this deep devotion. As you feel this devotion, you begin to feel your heart soften and open up, opening your heart brings you to a greater sense of stillness than simply trying to control your thoughts. Open your heart, feel this devotion within. On your next breath, as you inhale, mentally repeat the sound you hear of your breath, Hung. As you exhale, mentally repeat the sound you make, Sa. Inhaling, Hung. Exhaling, Sa. You may curl your right index finger inward with each inhale, Hung. With each exhale, gently uncurl your index finger, Sa. Inhale, Hung. Exhale, Sa. Eyes are uplifted, feeling devotion. Inhaling, curling your index finger inward, Hung. as you exhale, mentally repeating "sa," uncurling your index finger. Continue breathing this way, inhaling "hong," curling your index finger inward. And as you exhale, mentally repeat "sa," uncurling your finger again. Do this for as long as you can, calming your mind and body as you open your heart.